Kim. She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
So believe it or not, Chris Brown right now this second is having a massive yard sale in front of his house. And police tried to shut it down, but it didn't work because they tried to use a law that doesn't exist. So Chris Brown yesterday posted up his personal address, he really did, in Tarzana, California, announcing he'd be selling off marked down designer items in his front yard. Well, the police caught wind of this and paid Chris a visit in an attempt to try to shut it down, but they weren't successful in doing so. They basically showed up there, told Chris Brown's people that he would have to have a permit in order to have this yard sale today, but I guess Chris Brown called his lawyer, and his lawyer called the LAPD and said, basically, no, not in the city of L.A. We don't need a permit to have a yard sale. Now, the reason why the police did not want him to have this yard sale is they were afraid that the crowds would be too big in his neighborhood. Well, he's having it, and we got the pics for you. Hot937.com. There's a line. You know, probably about 100 people are lined up right now to go to Chris Brown. Yes, the singer, Chris Brown's yard sale right now. But, you know, his people are only letting 10 people in at a time. They're keeping everything super orderly. Like I said, check out the pics for yourself, hot937.com. I would love to go to Chris Brown's yard sale. I would buy some stuff. LeBron James just wasn't in the mood on Tuesday night. He shut down a heckler with seven simple words. Your lady embarrassed to be with you. You can check out the video right now, hot937.com. LeBron and Lakers were in Chicago playing the Bulls at the United Center when someone in the stands began running their mouth about LeBron and Anthony Davis. And now, at first, LeBron tried to ignore the guy, but then he shot back at the guy, grabbed his towel, and moved on. Now, ultimately, the Lakers let their play do the talking because they beat Chicago 118-112 with LeBron dropping 30 points, 10 rebounds, and 11 assists. And John Witherspoon, wow. He was such a magnetic figure in Hollywood that a lot of Hollywood showed up yesterday for his service, his funeral service. He had an open casket celebration of life, and it happened Tuesday in L.A. in front of a huge gathering of friends, family, and celebrities. David Letterman commenced the celebration. He and John, I guess, went way back. Ice Cube was one of the several speakers, and he actually really said some beautiful things about John Witherspoon. You can check out that video right now. And some other celebrity guest speakers included Cedric the Entertainer, George Wallace, Angela Gibbs, and Bill Bellamy. Regina King was supposed to show up, but she actually couldn't make it, so she sent a video. We have that video for you. And as we spoke about a few days ago, John Witherspoon died suddenly last week at the age of 77 after he went into cardiac arrest at his home in Sherman Oaks, California. You can check out the full story, hot937.com.